It's Monday, February 11th, 2008, and we carried over a work session on House Bill 3630 from last Friday. And with that, I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 3630. Jim, why don't you give us a brief review of where we're at.
Work group has been working on this for many months. You introduced a bill through your interim committee, went to the Rules Committee, and they introduced this. But you have had, since early last week, the Dash 1 amendment, which incorporated some additional thoughts of the work group, and the most recent version of this is a Dash 2, which replaces the bill. So everything that is in the original bill and in the Dash 1 that you wish to keep is in the Dash 2, plus some other wording changes. So it's the Dash 2 that you have before you at this time.
Thank you. And perhaps we could have, let's see, maybe Mr. Savage... Everybody's looking at you, and you're looking away. So, you know.
I was trying to hide under the chair, but I guess I didn't do a very good job.
Well, I since you were in that seat on Friday, I believe, when we adjourned, and thought we'd pick back up, and I think we've gone through a whole series of questions and emails, and it's my opinion that the bill, you know, although may have a couple of small technical wording issues that I think can be easily dealt with on the Senate side, but nothing substantive that I've seen that needs to really be addressed at this time.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Lou Savage, Department of Consumer and Business Services. Yes, Mr. Chair, that's correct. There are a couple of technical, you know, language issues that we may need to deal with on the Senate side, but nothing of any substance. And the folks who have been involved in the crafting of this, particularly as of late, have all agreed that the bill's in good shape and that it ought to move out of this committee.
Thank you. So I assume people have spent some time with this amendment over the weekend and perhaps have become a little more comfortable with what's in the bill, but at this time I'd like to open it up for any discussion or questions that the committee may have. Seeing no questions,
ready for motion?
Might as well.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3630.
Representative Bonamici moves the adoption of the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3630. Any discussion? Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say a quick word about Friday's session of the committee and to express my appreciation for your putting it over the weekend and giving us a chance to look at it. I appreciate your sensitivity to some of us feeling that sometimes, not necessarily in this committee, but certainly sometimes in the building, we feel rushed. And I know the hour was late and you were eager, but you gave us a chance. I appreciate it very much. And it helped me a lot to go ahead and look through the rather voluminous amendment. And I'm prepared to support it. I think that the temptation to overreact sometimes to headlines needs to be tempered with exactly what you did, which is put a work group together of stakeholders that had input, and I'm confident that we're making an appropriate response, in this case on the House side, to what is a very serious situation. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, are there any objections to moving adopting the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3630? Then Dash 2 amendments are so adopted.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Bonamici.
I move House Bill 3630 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Bonamici has moved House Bill 3630 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Discussion?
Only wondering if Representative Riley would prefer that we change rescinded to canceled.
It would be preferred, but we'll let it go this time.
Thank you.
Okay. And all future times in this committee. So with that, can we have a roll call vote? Susan, thank you.
Representative Bonamici?
Aye.
Representative Galizio?
Aye.
Representative Gillian?
Aye.
Representative Nelson?
Excused.
Representative Riley?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. House Bill 3630, having received the required votes, is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. With that, I'll close the carrier. Representative Bonamici, would you like to carry this bill?
Well, Chair Holby, I'd be pleased. I thought maybe since Representative Gilliam had spent so much time reading the amendment over the weekend that he would like to, but
that's so
since
kind,
he's not stepping up, I'd be pleased to carry it. Thank you
so much.
Thanks. I appreciate you carrying this. I'm sure I have all the confidence of getting all the questions right. So Representative Bonamici will carry the bill on the floor. With that, I'm closing the work session on House Bill 3630. Further discussion? We're good to the order.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to remind the members you have a brief meeting tomorrow, work session on a bill, too.
That is correct. And also for the committee, we also have a informational hearing tonight, I believe it.
That's right.
Six o'clock?
6 o'clock.
And do you know the committee room on that?
I am recalling E, but we will let you know for sure by email today.
So there will be an informational hearing on, along with the Senate Commerce Committee, looking at Senate Bill 1090, I believe. So those of you that wish to gain information about that bill, it is relating to mortgage lending. So it would probably behoove us to try to stay up to date with what their proposals are. So hope to see some of you there anyway. And again, we will have a work session tomorrow on another bill for the purpose of moving it to elections and rules. So with that, I don't know that I have any other comments. Appreciate everybody's work on this bill, especially the hard work that the governor's task force put into that, and all those from industry and consumer groups who worked tirelessly, I think, up until this weekend and even this morning. And we'll probably look at a couple of minor changes to House Bill 3630 on the Senate side. I think it's a fine piece of legislation and a great testament to those that worked on solving this real problem that we're faced with in this state and many people are faced with across the country. So I think Oregon can be proud of the work that all of you have done to make this a good bill to protect consumers. So with that, I will adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection.